Hi there, I'm Theron X. And you can tell by my name tag, Theron X. I'm doing this radio show right here. I really want you to listen to it. Don't make me come over there. Let's see. Tom X says authors that don't make it to write for Babylon Bee don't make the cut. They go to the basement of Congress and assign nice names to rotten bills. Well, I don't know about that because those are humorless. Yeah, the Affordable Health Care Act. There's nothing funny about that. Not even an attempt. Inflation Reduction Act. How'd that work out, by the way? It reduced inflation, didn't it? Really? And the Affordable Care Act, that made that totally affordable. Made it affordable for a whole segment of people because it took money from the people that could afford it on their own and stole it from them and then paid for other people's health care. That's how that worked. Worked great, didn't it? And then, of course, the Inflation Reduction Act. What that did, in large part, if you dig down deep, it subsidized a whole bunch of bad choices and bad decisions. Yeah. We're going to invest over here in this. This will help reduce inflation because we're starting this business. We're subsidizing propellers, wind farms. All right, I told you about the acting director of Social Security. Yeah, let's retire that story. That one's boring me. So I want to get into this NPR PBS thing, of which I have some intimate knowledge. I was in public radio for 18 years. 18 years. I didn't have a management position. No, as a matter of fact, I was in trouble more often than not. I got fired 3 times. Third time stuck. First 2 didn't. I was the guy that was the most fun at all the parties. Yeah. By the way, when I first started in public radio, I was with a team of guys. We were the round-the-clock DJs, and we had the A-team. Oh, my God. Michael G. Nastas, John Ossenmacher, Brett Julik. Who else was in that? Michael Jewett back in the old days. Me. Who else was in that? Who am I leaving out? Can't remember. I think that might have been it. That was the 20. Oh, was Dalzo on that? I can't remember. But anyway, that was the 24-hour, you know, different shifts. And, man, anytime you turn down the radio, you got the cool cats. I don't know what's going on now. Companion House. And Senate bills to end taxpayer funding the propaganda pushed by PBS and NPR were introduced on Tuesday as the Trump administration continues its effort to root out and stop government waste of taxpayers' money. We've been wasting money on these operations for a long time. I've already been through this 1,000 times. It all started back in the 70s. Ostensibly, let's get radio to people that can't get radio. They can't get any culture information. All they can listen to is Baptist AM stations. Let's get them some culture out of D.C. We'll pay for it. Okay, let's do it. And it immediately turned into a propaganda operation. But that's the long and short of what happened. That's a 40,000-foot view. Now it's more than that. Americans have hundreds of sources of news and commentary. They don't need politically biased, taxpayer-funded media choosing what they should see and hear. This is Mike Lee talking, and he's absolutely 100% correct. Said in a statement announcing the introduction of Defund Government-Sponsored Propaganda Act. That's Senate Bill 518. If he's on it, it'll be pushed forward. Let's hope that it goes through. Back in the day, they found out when, you know, Big Bird is public broadcast, just the money, the revenue brought in from Big Bird for people contributing and buying Big Bird stuff was something like $4 million a year, something crazy. Maybe it's a month, I don't know. Senator Lee said his bill isn't about abolishing public broadcast system and national public radio, but simply designed to save taxpayers from being forced to subsidize them. That's right. Let them sink or swim on their own. You know how it works, right? They have what are called fund drives. And they all do it at once, so you can't get away. If you're listening to a public, 9 times out of 10, if you're listening to a public radio station and they do a spring and fall fund drive, and they start saying, hey, call us right now and contribute. If you have an old car, you can donate it, blah, blah, blah. And you'll get a tax credit. They all do it at once. You can't escape. PBS and NPR are free to compete in the marketplace of ideas using donations, but their public subsidies should end. And, you know, if they did just donations, they could do it. They wouldn't be able to have all the high-end salaries that they pay a lot of these people. That's how socialism works, by the way. People at the top get the high-end salaries. Uh-huh. Yeah. Station managers, program directors. The people down below, at one point, they're working for nothing. And then at one point, they work for $3.65 an hour. Yeah. And they're the ones doing the extra cool shows. Under the bill, all previously approved but allocated tax dollars that would have gone to PBS and NPR will instead be used for other purposes, such as reducing the public debt. What a concept. That's insane, Mike Lee. My God, get the hook. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. I remember she had a hard time getting elected. Remember that? She's a Republican out of New York. Claudia Tenney. They had to go back and forth with recounts for, what, like months. Introduced a bill in the House. In her announcement, Representative Tenney cites her prior experience as a newspaper owner and publisher. While balanced nonpartisan media serves public interest, PBS and NPR do not. Right on, baby. Right on. Unfortunately, these taxpayer-funded outlets have chosen advocacy over accuracy. That's 100%. Using public dollars to promote political agenda rather than report the facts. They really have. God bless these two. We need to support this. They should sink or swim on their own through donations. But if they can't, then tailor it back a bit. Who cares? And by the way, they all run the same thing. We've got like three or four of them right now running all the same information, misinformation in the area. UOM, EMU, DET, KAR, they're all the same. You're on the edge.